Today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Tzadi Aleph. We left off in daf Tzadi Amud Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom at the two dots. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, Shar Tam Shehemis Vehizik, Dan Naso Dini Fashos Fein, Dan Naso Dini Mamnes. If a Shar Tam kills somebody and also does damage, so it's going to be Chayv Misa for killing somebody, and it's going to be Chayv Mamon for damaging somebody, so we are Dan Dini Fashos, but we are not Dan Dini Mamnes on the animal, meaning the person, the owner of the Shar is not going to have to pay anything. Because it was a Shar Tam, what's the Svara? Why does the owner of the Shar not have to pay anything? Because a Shar Tam only pays Megufo. And since it's Chayv Misa, so its guf has no value because it's Chayv Misa. It's already a worthless shart. So that's Rashi's the Tamin Mishamel and the Gufa Vareu Niskal. So the guf is already Niskal. Muad Shehimis Vihizik, but if a shart Muad kills someone and damages, so first we're going to be Dan Dini Mamnus, and then we're going to be Dan Dini Nefashos, because the Shar Muad we know is Mishali Min Ha'aliyah, so it could be Dan Dini Mamnus, even though the Shar itself doesn't have any value. Kadmu V'danu Dini Nefashos, if however though, by the Shar Muad we're Dan Dini Nefashos first, Ein Chazim V'danu Nosa Dini Mamnus. We can't go back and be Dan It Dini Mamnus. V'chi Kadmu V'danu Dini Nefashos Mai Havi L'hadu L'dani Nami Mamnus. So the Gemara asks, why not? Just because you were Dan Dini Nefashos first, why can't you then go ahead and be Dan Dini Mamonis on that Shar Muad that killed and caused monetary damage? So Rava Ashkach Tinul Rabban de Bei Rav the Yasi V'Kamri Hamani Rabbi Shimon HaTimnihi, that he said that all the Rabbanim used to say that this is in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, which we learned yesterday. Da Amar Ma Egrof Miyuchad Shemasa LeEdo LeEdim, that Rabbi Shimon HaTimni said that just like a fist is something that's miyuchad, that's unique in that it can be analyzed by both the Beis Din and the Edim in terms of whether it could have caused the damage or should have caused the damage that occurred. So what do you see? Alma b'inon umdana d'beidina. Rabbi Shimon HaTimni's assumption is that an analysis has to be done whether that fist should have caused that damage. Meaning we don't just look at the facts of the case. Reuven hit Shimon and therefore Reuven, and this damage was done and therefore Reuven is chayef to Shimon. No, we have to look at whether Reuven could have possibly anticipated that his fist would have caused that kind of damage and whether that's at all likely. So we actually analyze whether the damage could have been caused by that instrument. Instrument of damage. So you see, you need an umdana de beidina. So vaha, kiven de gamar dina l'katala, l'mashina l'umdana de beidina, v'lamanin an l'dine. But if you have a shar that killed somebody and did damage, once you're ready with dan the dina nefashos on the shar, so in order to do the umdana, we would have to keep the shar alive. And we would have to analyze whether the shar could have possibly done the damage. We would need an umdana. But once you already did the gamar din on the misa, so it's not right. You're not supposed to keep the animal alive. You're not supposed to delay the din. So in order to avoid delaying the carrying out justice of the dinei nefashos on this shor, we don't want to keep it alive any longer than we have to. So v'aminu l'hu ana. So I said back to them, no, you don't have to lock yourself in to say that we're dafka going like Rabbi Shimon HaTimni. Afilu teimen Rabbi Akiva. You could even be assuming like Rabbi Akiva, who again, from yesterday, who says that, wait a second, you don't need Bezin to analyze exactly what happened, because what if the murder weapon was a building, you threw him off the top of a building, and what if that, you think Bezin's going to have to go to the building, or the building's going to come to Bezin? It's ridiculous. And what if the building no longer exists? You think you have to rebuild the building so that they can analyze exactly what happens? Rabbi Akiva says, you don't need an umdana. Afilu teimen Rabbi Akiva, hachal ma'eskinon kagon shabarach. Now, the case is very simple, that the owner ran away. So because the owner ran away, once we're dandin in the fashos, we can't be dandin dine mamonis anymore, because you can't do it in front of when the owner's not there. So I barach kilodinu dinin fachos hechidanin le dinin mamonis below by them. So says the Gemara, but wait a second. If the case is that the owner of the shor that damaged ran away, then why do we assume that the only reason you can't be dan the din in mamonis is because you already were dan the din in fashos? Let's say you weren't on anything yet. Let's say you weren't on the din in fashos yet. Still, you wouldn't be able to be dan the din in mamonis because the owner's not there. So you can never be dan the din in mamonis without the owner there. So it says Gemara, the kabel sahadi ubarach. No, we were mekabel edim first, and then he ran away. So frak the Gemara, sof mehechem ishtalin. But either way, if the owner is not here, where are you going to get your money from? I mean, even if you were not dan dinin nefashos, and the owner ran away, where do you think you're getting the money from to pay back? So Gemara says miridaya. You're getting it from keeping the shor around long enough to rent it out so that people will, you know, people who want to rent it to plow their fields will pay money to rent it. And until the guy, the nizak, he gets all of his money back through rentals, we're not going to do anything in terms of the din and fashos. But if you're already dan din in nefashos, so you can't be dan din mamonos without the owner here, and you can't give it away to be rented out for plowing because the shard needs to be killed, and you're not allowed to delay. Meaning the point is, the same as we said before within Rabbi Shimon HaTimni, the thing is Rabbi Shimon HaTimni said there's an automatic delay because you need an umdani, you need to evaluate things. According to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need to evaluate anything, but if the only way the nizik is going to get paid back because the mazik is not here, the only way the nizik is going to get paid back is by leaving the shor around to rent it out, so you're not allowed to leave it around once you're already done the dina nefashos. So, why then did we say that a tam that kills and damages, you don't do dina mamonos at all? We could do the same trick. Do the dina mamonos, let the nizik get paid by renting it out. Isn't that called megufo? I mean, the whole point was that a tam only gets paid megufo. So you don't have to pay from anywhere else. Let it get paid megufo by renting the animal out, letting it work, and then after that you'll be done. The dinin of fashos says Gemara Amar Rav Mari Bereid Rav Kahana is also meres ridaya aliyah demarahu. No. Whenever you rent it out for work, that's called min aliyah. That's not called megufa. Megufa doesn't mean the work the animal does. Megufa means to slaughter the animal and to sell it in that way. Megufa does not mean the work the animal does. That's already called min aliyah, and the tam doesn't have to pay from the aliyah. Fine. So now the Gemara takes a step back and asks the following shayla. Is there an evaluation done by Nezikin to see whether the weapon used to cause the damage should have in fact caused that damage? Obviously this is exactly the issue that Rabbi Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Akiva already debated. Apparently the Gemara when asked this question was not familiar with Rabbi Shimon HaTimni and Rabbi Akiva, so it's just asked this question without any background. And what's the svar on either side? Mi amrin l'katalahu dam nimin b'hachi nafkin neshama b'hachi lo nafkin neshama avling zakin kol dehu odim aloshna. Do we say that when it comes to murder, so when it comes to killing, so that's where we need an umdana, we need to say, wait a second, can this weapon actually cause death? Can it not cause death? That's where we're going to need an umdana. But when it comes to nezikin, then it's not necessary because it's only damage, it's not death. Or do we say, no, there's no difference. Either way, we have to evaluate whether the damage done corresponds to the weapon used for the damage. So the Gemara is going to bring a number of rayas. I forgot how many, I think 3 or 4 rayas to try to be poshet this shayla. So tashema, raya number one. Let's count. Raya number one. Ma bar sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara tfachim. So the a bar that we can assume would kill somebody is 10 tfachim. Av kol sheyesh bo kedei lahamis asara tfachim. So we assume any ditch 10 tfachim in the ground is enough to kill somebody. Hayipchusin me asara tfachim v'nafal letocho sharo chamar meis pater. But if it was less than 10 tfachim and a shor or chamar fell into the bar and died as a result of that fall, you're pater, because the assumption is that if it's less than 10 tfachim, it can't kill an animal. Huzak bal chayiv, but if it was less than 10 tfachim and an animal got hurt in the bar, then you're going to be chayiv. So my love me mata l'mala kachashiv. Can't we assume that we're going from down up? Meaning v'achi kamer. This is what we're saying. Mitefach v'yad asara misalaka nizakanika. From 1 tefach to 10 tfachim, no questions asked. For sure can cause nizikin, just can't cause misa. Alma l'nizakin kaldu. So what do you see? Even from 1 tefach, from the slightest amount, it can cause nezikin. Shmamna inom del nezikin. So we see we don't do an evaluation of nezikin. We just say, okay, the animal got hurt. It was less than 10 tefachim. I don't care how much less. It could be even just a single tefach. No questions asked. You're going to pay for the damages. Apparently, we don't do an umdana to figure out, well, wait a second. It was only 1 tefach deep. Should the animal really have broken its leg from 1 tefach? We don't do any of that. No. 1 tefach is enough. It's nezikin. That's it. So says Gemara, so don't you see a raya from there that ain't on the nizakin? Says Gemara, no, not a raya at all. Lo, mimala lamata kachashuv. We're misunderstanding the Tana. He was really going in the opposite direction, from up to down, meaning v'achi kamar. Asara misa ika. When you have 10 tfachim, definitely that can cause death. Pachos me asara porta. If it's a little bit under 10, the shade under 10, the zikin isa misaleka, then it can cause damage, but not death. But the only emelacha yesham on the zikin v'kal midi midi keichid the mitzvah baby inan. But really, anything less than a little bit under 10, meaning 2, 3, 4, 5 tefachim, we're going to need to do an evaluation to see whether the damage done equals or corresponds to the damage that it should have done based on the depth of the bar. So there is an umdana by nezikin, or at least it's possible there's an umdana by nezikin, meaning that's not a good raya. So raya number two, tashema. Let's say you hit a guy in the eye and you blind him, you hit him on the ear and you make him deaf, Eved Yotze Ben Lecheres. So if he's your Eved, so that's Lechafta Al Rashi Evarim, he goes out free. Keneged Eino Ve'Eino Roeh, but let's say you hit him not on the eye, but right near the eye, and you blinded him because of the hit that you gave him. Keneged Ozno Ve'Eino Shomea, you hit him near the ear, and now he can't hear. Ein Eved Yotze Ben Lecheres. The Eved doesn't go free. My time. Oh, why doesn't the Eved go free? Lav Mishum Devin Umdana. Isn't it because there is an Umdana done, and the assumption is that the guy should not have been blinded when you didn't hit him direct, when it wasn't a direct hit on the eye. The guy should not have been made deaf when it wasn't a direct hit on the ear. That's our umdana. Our umdana is that the guy must have very bad mazel for this to happen, because that's not normal. It's not normal for him to go blind or deaf when it wasn't a direct hit. So shema mina yesh umdana nizakin. So we see even for damaging a person, there is a sense of umdana. We do try to figure out, well, wait a second, should that strike, should that hit have done this kind of damage? Says Marlo, mishum da amrinan, who... what's the gears to change over here? Who nihu da avis nafshei? Because we say that he's the one that was that frightened himself, meaning that really this shouldn't have happened in that case, because we assume that the nizik was the one that contributed to his own getting hurt. Kedetanya hamavid es chaver patur medina adam chayv medina shmaim. Just like we have in a brayso, so that if you frighten a person, you're patur medina adam, but you're chayv medina shmaim. Ketzad, what's the case of frightening a person? Takaba azno, you make a loud sound in his ear, v'chirsho, and you make him deaf. Patur. But if you grab him and you make a loud sound in his ear and you make him deaf, then you're going to be chayiv. So because we and again, the assumption is why are you going to be patur in the first case? Because he's the one that allowed himself to be scared, as opposed to when you grab him, you're doing something proactively to him where he has no defense because you're grabbing him and holding him in place. So the bottom line is, it's not a raya from the case of the Eved when you hit him near his eye or near his ear, because we assume he contributed to his own getting hurt. Says Tosos, lo mishum damrin iu da avita nafshei, tema, im kena, may nakat aleinu v'alazno, afilu kenegadeinu v'alazno nami, im achzo. But wait a second, if the whole assumption is that the reason why he doesn't go free is because he contributed to his own getting hurt, what if you hit him keneged eino, keneged azno, but you grabbed him, you didn't let him go free? So that you didn't, right? You held him in place. So if we're going to assume that there's no umdana, and that's fine, we're going to assume that the damage done can correspond to the way you hit him, and we're not going to analyze it too carefully. All we need to know is was he a contributing factor in his own damage or not? So even when you grab him and hit him near the ear, near the eye, that should also be enough to say that he was not a contributing factor in his own damage, and he should go free. Why, when the Bryson needed to come up with the case of him going free, do we say it had to be a direct impact with the eye and the ear? According to what we're saying now, it didn't have to be a direct impact. You just had to make sure that he wasn't responsible for it himself. Also, Tosefta says, if you hit him near the eye, near the ear, he doesn't go free. Shenemar has a pasuk. Vihika ad sheyasa bo mase. That you need to do an action direct. Sounds like it's really an issue of Gzeres HaKasav. It has nothing to do with him frightening himself. So this Gemara is a little bit difficult. Okay, Tosfos leaves it both as a kasha. Tashma, Raya number 3, I believe we're up to. So Raya number 3, again, trying to figure out, is there umdana by Nezikin or is there not umdana by Nezikin? Chamish dvar umdanosa v'nosla miyad. There are 5 things that we evaluate and we immediately pay him for. Ripoy v'sheves hachi esrape. You take care of the ripoy and the sheves by figuring out how long the guy will be incapacitated for. Meaning it doesn't, the way ripoy payment, the sheves payment works, is not how you might have assumed. You might have assumed that if I incapacitate him, when am I going to have to pay him? Maybe day by day until he gets better, or maybe once he gets better, we'll then do cheshbon and see how much work he missed, etc. And then I'll pay him for all that time. Says Gemara, no. Right off the bat, day one, Bezin's going to be mechayev me. How are they going to be mechayev me? They're going to figure out how much time should this guy miss. They'll be out, you know, by baseball players, they'll be out 6 to 8 weeks. They figure out exactly how long he's going to be out, how much time he's going to miss from his work. And that's what you pay. If they evaluated him though and he continued to deteriorate, you only give what you evaluated for. You don't give any more than that. He's deteriorating. We assume it's either his bad luck that he's deteriorating and it shouldn't be the Mazik's problem, Or we assume that he must not be taking his rehab very seriously. That if he's continuing to deteriorate rather than getting better, so he should be trying to rehab himself. I'm paying him for his time missed. He should be working on himself to try to get better. And he's not taking it as seriously as he should. He's not working as hard as he should. So therefore, I'm not going to have to pay him any more just because he misses more time than anticipated. Amduva hivri. And on the flip side, though, if he takes his rehab very seriously, and they said he was going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, but after 4 weeks, he's raring to go. He's all better. Nosno kol mashamdu. I still have to pay for the entire omer. I still have to pay for everything. Shemamino yesham lenzikin. But either way, what you do see is that there's definitely an umdana over here. When it comes to the damage, we definitely do an evaluation of how much time he's going to miss. So says Gemara, lemeim regava kamaliksa mehamaka kamalomikser lo kamibaylan devadei amdinan. It was never a shaila. Some sort of umdana. Of course, there's an umdana to figure out how much time the guy is expected to miss as a result of his injuries. The whole shiloh was whether you do an umdana on the cheftza. Meaning the object that you use as your weapon to hurt the guy, that's what we do an umdana. That's what the shiloh, whether we do an umdana on or not, is about. And that's not answered. So what's the din taka by that? So says Gemara Raya number 4, the fourth and final Raya, and this is the one we were aware of from the beginning. Tashma Shimna Timni Omer Ma Egrof Miuchat Shemasa Leidu Leidim Afkal Miuchat Shemasa Leidu Leidim Shemamina Yesham Elin Zakin Shemamina. Right, Shimna Timni says that just like the Egrof, the fist that you use to beat the guy up, is Miuchat in the sense that it can be evaluated by both the witnesses and the Beis Din, any weapon you use to hurt the guy must be evaluated by both the Beis Din and the Edim to make sure that it can cause the kind of damage that it did cause. It was expected to cause the kind of damage that it did cause. So we see, Taka, from there, that Yesham of the Nizakin, that we do such an evaluation by Nizakin. Amar Mar, we just said, Amdu, Vehivri Nosno Kal Mashamdu. If you do an evaluation and he gets better, so you give him the entire, whatever you evaluated he should miss. Mesayele the Rava, Dama Rava, there's a riot to Rava, because Rava said, Haiman Damdu, Lukula Yoma, Vitbach, Lapalga di Yoma, Vikavra Vidita, if they did an umdana, that the guy should miss a whole day of work, but halfway through the day he was ready to go. He was all better. You still give him a full day's wages because min shemayu derachmelei. Obviously there was rachmim on him in a shemayim, but you're still chayiv for the damage you did. Rakak v'yigia bo harok v'havir v'chulei. So the Mishnah had said that if you spit on a person and the spit lands on the person, so you chayiv to pay X amount for the boshes. So says Gemara, Amar Papa lo shanu el bo, avol bebigda lo. If the spit lands on his clothing, but not on him, not direct impact on his skin, you're not going to have to pay. So frek the Gemara, you're not going to have to pay. That's not embarrassing when you spit on a person and it lands on his clothing. Let it be at least as bad as when you embarrass someone verbally. When you verbally berate a person, you have to pay for boshes. So why should you not have to pay for boshes when you spit and it lands on his clothing? So Amri b'marav m'shrei d'Rabbi Yosi b'rav and zol semeres b'yishu b'dvarim pater miklum. Yeah, in Achnami, we're assuming like the shita that holds that if you're m'vayish b'dvarim, you taka pater, that only a busha that's very tangible that you see as a physical manifestation, spitting in the person's face, slapping the person across the face. The Mishnah said the backhanded slap across the face, which is more embarrassing. Those types of things you pay boshes for. We're assuming like the shita, you don't pay boshes for words. Sticks and stones can break my bones. Words can never hurt me, even my feelings. Hakol afi kvodo, says the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah had said that the rule is hakol afi kvodo, depending on who the person is that you're hurting, you're going to have to pay for different dollar amounts. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, not a kalafi kvodo, even the anish abi Yisrael, even the poorest of the poor, we view as if he was a ben chorin who's yori minichseim. We view him as if he was once a respectable person who's just run into bad luck. So says the Gemara, Yibayilu, Tanakam lukulukamar luchumar kamar. When the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Kiva, we know what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Kiva holds even the Ani gets judged as a Ben Chorin who's now down from his luck. But what does the Tanakhama hold? Does the Tanakhama more machmir than that? Or is he more makel than that? Meaning, l'kulukamar dik Ani delobay l'mishkol kulehai. Is the Tanakhama saying, no, if someone is a lowlife, a nobody, an Ani, never had any atzlach in his life, so then he won't get that amount of money. He's only going to get a decent amount of money if he's someone who's got it together, if he's someone who's somewhat respectable. And Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care if he's the Anish of Yisrael, he still gets a reasonable sum. Maybe the Tanakhama is more machmir. Where the Tanakhama is saying, oh, rich people get more money. And Rabbi Akiva is saying, I don't care who you are, you always get the amount of money that one would get if you were a once proud person who is now running into bad luck. So Tashma says, Mitkamer Rabbi Kiva, Afilo Anim Shem Yisrael, Ronas and Kivim Bnei Chorin, Shiadu Minichseihem, Shem Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Shemina Tanakam Lekulakamer Shemina. You see, from the line that Rabbi Kiva uses, that even the Anim Shem Yisrael get a reasonable sum of money, because after all, they too are Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. You see that the Tanakam is Lekulakamer. Now, Pasha Pshat, what's the Raya? The Raya is that Rabbi Kiva is focused on the Anim. Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva is focused on saying that the Anim are better than you think. So apparently the Tanakama held the Aniyim are worse than you think, meaning the Aniyim get even less. So it seems that the Tanakama is Lekula and Rabbi Kiva is Lechumra. It's not the way Rashi seems to understand the Gemara, but that's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. There's a lot more in Amar Bei, so I'm going to skip Rashi's take on the Gemara and everything else. Let's just get moving. And there was a maisa of a guy who uncovered a woman's hair. So this was the story that we had in the Mishnah, that the guy uncovered a woman's hair. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, now you have to pay her 400 zuz. And the guy said, just give me some time. And Rabbi Akiva said, no problem, I'll give you some time. And during the time, the extension Rabbi Akiva gave him to gather his evidence, he tricked the woman into uncovering her hair again in public to show that the woman's a prutza, she doesn't care about covering her hair or not. She's willing to uncover it herself, so why should I have to pay for it? And Rabbi Akiva said, no, you have to pay for it anyway, just because she's willing to do it to herself doesn't mean you're allowed to do it to her. So says the Gemara, "Miyavinin zman? Do we do that? We just give extensions like that? We say, okay, yeah, take your time." Rabbi Chanina said, "We don't give zman for a chavala. You don't give extra time for a chavala." Says the Gemara, "No, kilo yavinin zman lechavala dechasre mamona, avol aboshes lechasre mamona yavinin. When do we not give zman for a chavala? When there's the guy is out money, the person who's the nizik is out some money." But when it's just a boshes payment and the person is not out any money, the woman didn't lose any money by the fact that her hair was uncovered in public, so we can give a little bit of extra time because she's not missing anything. So we can take our time to figure out what the what the halacha should be. So Shamra Omedes al Pesach Chatzer. So the story continued that the guy stood by the doorway to her chatzer to wait for her, where he broke the jug and he tricked her. Right, the whole story. So Vatanya Amar Lor Bikiva Tzalalta B'mayim Adirim Veli. So don't we have a brisa where Rabbi Akiva says that a person is allowed to hurt themselves? Now in our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said, look, even though a person is not allowed to hurt themselves, when they do it to themselves, they're pater. When someone else does it to them, they're chayiv. So it's over here. A person shouldn't be mevayish themselves. She shouldn't uncover her hair. But when she does it to herself, she's going to be pater. Someone else does it to her, you're going to be chayiv. But says the Gemara, no, we have another brisa, so that Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva, apparently holds that a person is allowed to injure themselves. So Amar Rava lo kasha, kan bechavala, kan beboshes. Big difference between chavala and boshes. You're allowed to apparently do, Rashi says chavala is ein rashai. You're not allowed to be chaval biatzmo, but you're allowed to be mevayish yourself. You are allowed to do boshes. So it doesn't seem to fit the brisas, right? Rabbi Akiva says, adam rashai lechaval. Atzmo, and by our Mishnah, he said that that a person is not permitted to cause themselves boshes. So I'm not sure why Rashi, you look at the last words of Rashi on the page, chavala ein rashai. So frekli gemara v'masnisim v'boshes hu, v'ktani achovel b'yatzma hafkishenu rashai pater. Our Mishnah is talking about boshes. Our Mishnah is clearly talking about boshes, and it says you're not allowed to. So how can you say, meaning the assumption is if there's going to be any distinction between chavala and boshes, what Rashi's assuming is, and what the Gemara assumed is, that which one are you more likely to permit? A person embarrassing themselves or a person hurting themselves? So we're much more likely to permit a person embarrassing themselves than we are a person hurting themselves. So if we're going to make any distinction, we're going to say that to be chovel biatzmo, that you can't do. To embarrass yourself, okay, because I'm saying embarrass yourself all you want. To make an idiot of yourself, go make an idiot of yourself all you want. Right? That's what we would have assumed. But that doesn't fit, because the Mishnah is talking about boshes, and that's where Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to do it. Says Mara Hachi Kamalei, Lo mi bai boch da dem rashi le vayishas atzmo, el afilu chavala de eina dem rashi le chavala be atzmo, achem shachavala ba chayavin. What he meant in the Mishnah is, not only by boshes, where it's obvious that you're going to be pater, that a person is pater when he embarrasses himself, because he's allowed to embarrass himself, but even in the case of chavala, where a person is not allowed to be chavala be atzmo, still, if other people are chavala in him, you're going to be chayiv. So we see that the Mishnah Taka is talking about being chavul bi'atzma when it says that you're not allowed to be chavul bi'atzma. It was not talking about boshas at that point in the Mishnah. It was talking about actual chavala. We were just drawing a couple chomer. So we said a person is not allowed to injure themselves. Vatanya, but we have a brace that says otherwise. Yachol nishba laharaba atzma v'lo heira ye pater. I may think that if a person takes a shvua to cause harm on himself, and he doesn't, he's going to be pater. Tamalom lahara lehetiv ma'atav rishus af hara rishus. So we dash in lahara lehetiv that just like hatava, you have the right to do good or bad to yourself. So too, you have the right to do bad to yourself. Just like you have the right to do good to yourself, you have the right to do bad to yourself. The avi nishba laharaba atzmo v'lohera. So then I should include a case of someone who took a shvua to do bad to himself and didn't do it. So Amar Shmuel be'isha b'tainis. So Shmuel says, no, that's not a raya that a person is allowed to be chavul b'atzmo. That when we say that a person is allowed, it's a reshus to be maria to himself to cause harm upon himself, is not necessarily referring to being chavul b'atzmo. No, what we're talking about is be'isha b'tainis. The person saying, I'm going to sit and fast. That's what he's allowed to do. He's not allowed to actually bodily harm himself. He can sit and fast. He can take extra fast days. But wait a second, says the Gemara, but we got to line up with that Bryce has to line up. Also talks about causing bad to other people. So, if you're going to say harming, lahara refers to sitting in tainis, how do you ever have that on other people? When can I ever cause another person to be yoshev b'tainis? Says Gemara, in the mahadik lebandrona, I lock him up. So he's able to, I could force him to sit in tainis. I lock him up and I don't give him any food. So I'm forcing him to yoshev b'tainis. I'm not torturing him or anything. So frekli Gemara, v'atanya, ezra ras acherim, akaploni vevtzes mocho. But no, the Braisa says, what's an example of lahara lacherim, of causing harm to other people? You say, I'm going to hit a guy. You take a shvua, I'm going to whack him. I'm going to break his brains. I'm going to smash his brains, right? So that doesn't sound like you're just making him sit in tainus. It sounds like you're really hurting him. Says Gemara, Ella Tanaihi. So it must be that we have a machlokas Tanaim, that some say you're allowed to be chavul b'atzmo, some say you're not allowed to be chavul b'atzmo. Both Tanaim happen to have been Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so it's a machlokas Tanaim within Rabbi Akiva. Right, if you look at Tosfos, El Tanaim, Kolom, Rabbi Akiva the Masnisim, Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, Pligi, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, disagree whether a person is allowed to be chavul b'atzmo. Now, we have this lashon in the Mishnah that we keep coming back to, that even though you're not allowed to be chavul b'atzmo, if you do it, you're pater. Pater? Who am I going to pay? I should take the money out of my right-hand pocket and put it in my left-hand pocket. So it says Tosfos, Tema. My chiyuv shayach. What kind of chiyuv could we possibly be talking about anyway? V'i pater mi malkus kamer. No, maybe you say that he's pater from a losase, from malkus, from getting malkus for violating a lav. So take the parallel cases in the Mishnah of cutting down trees. Afapi shein rashai pater, where the Mishnah also says, even though you're not allowed to cut down your own trees, you're pater. Lav hainu pater mi malkus. Don't tell me that if I cut down my own trees, I'm pater from malkus. Because there's no reason for to pater me from malkus in those cases. Bishlami, you want to tell me I'm chavul bi'atzmo, I'm chavul of myself, maybe I'm pater from malkus. Don't tell me if I cut down my own trees that are good trees, I'm pater from malkus. It's a losase in the Torah. Why in the world should I be pater from malkus? So whatever I'm pater from when I'm chavul bi'atzmo, the Mishnah must also mean I'm pater from when I cut down the trees. If it's a patur from mamon, so it doesn't make any sense. What's the havamina? Who am I going to pay? And if it's a patur from malchus, it doesn't make any sense because when I cut down trees, I'm not patur from malchus. So if it's sarach lidchak v'lomar patur, what we have to say is, de patur hachi kamar. What we mean to say when we patur is, afal pi shein bot sad chiyuv. Shein chas al gufa, achayim shechav lo b'chayavin. Patur doesn't mean patur as if there was a havamina that I'd be chayiv. It means it's pater because obviously it's pater. There's no one to pay. There's nothing to talk about. Pater means that there's no tzad chiyuv, that there's just no issue to talk about. That's what we're saying when we say chavul bi'atzmos pater. But definitely we're talking about mamonis. We're saying just like it's obvious when you are chavul bi'atzmo that there's no payment. V'achirim shekatsu netiyah chayavin, and other people are kotzeit your trees are chayiv, tzarech luk makram meir, damar loka mishalim. We have to be assuming that if other people cut down my trees, so what's the Mishnah talking about when it says patron chayiv? It's talking about money. But then it would turn out that someone else who cuts down my tree, the Mishnah says, is going to be chayiv. Chayiv what? Money. But wait a second. Isn't he chayiv malkus for cutting down my tree? So shouldn't we say Kamla Bidrabine that he should only get in Adam Lokum Shalim, he should only get Malkus and he shouldn't get the monetary payment? So says Tosis, you have to say we're assuming like Reb Meir that a person can be Lokum Shalim, that you can get those two punishments. You can get both the Malkus and the Mammon payment. That's the only way to make it work. But when we talk about Pater, it means Medine Mammonis. And of course it's obvious that you're Pater. Pater is that that's exactly the point we're making. That it's obvious that you're Pater, that it's this overall Patur that has to be. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Where are we? Says the Gemara Vayter. Mantana. Yeah, I think that's what we're up to. El Tanai, Dikl Mandim Re'edon Rashi El Chalvas, Vavikam Adoradim Rashi El Chalvas. So it's Machlos Tanai, some say you are, some say you're not allowed to. Now, Mantana Tshamut Le'edamar Re'edon Rashi El Chalvas. Who's the Tana that holds that you're not allowed to injure yourself? So the Gemara is going to give three possibilities of who this Tana might be. Ile mahay Tanu, if you can say it's the following Tana, Ditanya, v'achas domchem nafsho seichem edrosh, Rebbe Elazar miyad nafsho seichem edrosh is domchem, that you're going to be responsible for your own nefesh, for causing harm to your own nefesh. Maybe that just means you're not allowed to commit suicide. You're not allowed to kill yourself. How do I know from there that you're not allowed to hurt yourself? You're not allowed to harm yourself. Ela haytanu. So that's not the Tana that we know, that you're not allowed to harm yourself. Ela haytanu. It's the following Tana. Titanya, we have a brisa mekarin alameis v'lomi darkei emori. You're allowed to be korea. You're allowed to tear kriya on your garments for over the loss of a relative, over a dead body. And it's not considered darkei emori. Amar Rablazer, shamati shemekarei alameis yosimidai, lokim mishum baltashos. But he says, I've heard that if you're makareya on a mace more than necessary, you get malchus for baltashchis. So the kolshkein gufo. So maybe that's the tana, that if even destroying your clothing more than necessary, you get malchus for, right, is aser, and you're going to get malchus for. So for sure, if you destroy your body, you're going to get punished for it. So says Gemara, no, v'dilma begadim shani, v'sey d'lahadaru. Maybe it's different when I destroy my begadim, because when I destroy my begadim, they're not going to grow back. But if I just give myself a nice big bruise somewhere, I just punch myself really hard, well, it will get better after a while. It will take some time, it will get better after a while. So maybe it's not as bad to harm your body as it is to harm your clothing. So kiyad Rabbi Yochanan, kari lamani mechabdusav, Rav Chisda kadhava misagi beni hizmi, v'aga midli lamani. So just like Rabbi Yochanan recalled his clothing, his honor, because clothing is, when you wear nice clothing, it's, you look respectable. And Rav Chisda, when he was going amongst the hizmi, the thorn bushes, and he would lift up his clothing so his clothing shouldn't get ripped. Obviously, that meant his legs were going to get all cut up. But he would walk through this, so his clothing shouldn't get ripped. Amr, zeh mal arucha, zeh mal arucha. And he said very simply, the clothing's never going to get better if it gets ripped. My legs will get better if they get ripped. So you see that there is such a concept that the clothing, maybe in some level, is worse than the body because the clothing is never going to get better. Fred Tosos, what I really needed a brisa to tell me that you're not allowed to tear clothing. I need to bring a raya that if I tear my clothing, it's a violation of Baal Tashchis. Of course, it's a violation of Baal Tashchis. What's the Avamina? So, Vomri, De'in mevi raya l'sha asolach v'lafil v'tzorech. Now, the whole raya is that you're not allowed to do chavala even when you need to do a chavala, even when there's some explanation for why you're doing it. Kagon, isha shetav chal rosha. Just like the woman in the case of the oil in the Mishnah, that she was using it. She was using that oil. V'chein ha'yi d'achas tamchum sharagis atzmo v'shil shum davar sheyarei v'chein mekarei alameis zel litzorech. All these cases are cases where a person has some reason why they're doing it. A person is killing himself because he's afraid of something. A person who's tearing clothing, not stam tearing his clothing. Of course, that's a violation of Baal Tashchis. Point is, when he tears Yosem Midai, even if he has an explanation for it, it's because there's a mace. That's why he's tearing Yosem Midai. Still, that's Baal Tashchis. Frek tells us, but wait a second, there's a Gemara in my Katan that says, Shmuel karale de Rav tlesar et stali de milsa. Shmuel ripped 13 linen garments when Rav died. So apparently, isn't that Korea Yosem Midai? And nevertheless, Shmuel did it. Apparently, it's not Aser. Says Gemara, Yeshlom et surmi de Rabban Shani v'lo Yosem Midai. Who are we to say what's Yosem Midai? Probably depends on how big the loss is. Now, Rav is a pretty big loss to Klal Yisrael. So Shmuel tearing 13 linen garments is, maybe that's reasonable for a loss like Rav. When your dog dies, you don't tear 13 linen garments. Whatever. When someone you never met before and someone had no influence on your life dies, you don't tear 13 linen garments. But when it's Rav, when it's a personality like that who had such an impact on Klal Yisrael, then you would. Maariv Chayes over here discusses the following. He says, he quotes that Kvar Hisorer Hagon Mahari Berlin Shegia B'Tosfos Shagir B'Tosfos Hi HaIkaris. Notice the difference between Tosfos and our Gemara. Our Gemara says if you're Korea Al Meis Yosem Midai, you're Loke Mishum Baltashkis. What does Tosfos say? Over Mishum Baltashkis. And Tosfos bothered, over Mishum Baltashkis. What? I need you to tell me that I'm in violation of an Isser when I stomped hair clothing for no reason. So, but our gears on the Gemara is not just that you're over, but you get Malkus for it. He says, Kitzar Klamar over Baltashkis. Really, that should be the correct gears, because you really should not get Malkus for Baltashkis when you only destroy clothing. And he says, that's what the Rambam writes. He says, Ulam, Matsasi b'sefer mitzvos Rabbeinu Milos Seinun Zayin. He says, however, if you look in the Rambam Sefer mitzvos, he writes as follows. V'chein kol hefzin nichnas tachas lav zeh, chigon mishe yisrof beged, o yishbor kli, gamkein over mishum baltashkis, viloke. The Rambam says Baltashkis is not only about cutting down trees. The Malkus you get in Baltashkis is not only about cutting down trees. You do anything destructive, that is going to be something you get Malkus for Baltashkis. Mashru Malkus Gomor. The Kan Bilch Malachim Kasav Dein Aloka Rak Malkus Mardus Midivrayim. And in Malachim, the implication is that you're only going to get Malkus Mardus, but in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it sounds like it's Malkus Gomor. He says, unless you say, when the Rambam says Veloka, he means Malkus Mardus. And then he quotes other places where the Rambam seems to imply, use the word Malkus Stam, and he clearly means Makas Mardus. For instance, in the Perusha Mishnah in Shabbos, the Rambam writes, Misha Yotzi Mirshus Rabbim LeKarmelis, not even Otsada Raisa, LeKarmelis Yischaiv Malkus Umumezid, Yischaiv Malkus Vidir Bemezid. So Malkus, what do you mean Malkus Vidir Bemezid? It was only a Karmelis, only the Rabbanan. So says Maariv Chayes. So maybe you see sometimes the Rambam use the word Malkus even when he only means Makas Mardus. But otherwise, he thought he had a pretty good source that you should be Loke Mishum Baltashkis, even when you destroy things other than a tree. So says the Gemara Vayter, Ella Haytana. So we have the third possible Tana to associate with the idea that you're not allowed to cause yourself harm. Ella Haytana. The Tanya Amar Blazer Akfar Berebi Matam Lam Rechipa Lav Meashar Chata La Nefesh V'chiz Be'ezer Nefesh Chata Zeh El Shetziyah Ratzum Minayin. We're talking about a Nazir. What sort of Nefesh did the Nazir sin toward? Himself, because he caused himself pain by not being able to drink wine. So it's a simple kal v'chomer. If you're going to be faulted for not being able to drink wine, right? If you're called a chote for being mitzar yourself by not being able to drink wine, mitzar ratzma, we called over alachs kama v'kama. Can you imagine, of course, if you cause yourself bodily harm, of course you're going to be called a chote for that. So of course that's an avera. You're not allowed to cause yourself bodily harm. Tosov here discusses an issue we discussed a number of times in Maseches Nazir, and that is it really usher for a person to become a Nazir? The Gemara implies, says straight out, that it's usher for a person to become a Nazir Tame. Right? That was the story with Shimon HaTzadik, who said that Me'olam lo, I never ate from a karban of a Nazir Tame, except for that one guy that was by the river, you know, the whole story where he had Gaiva in his image, whatever, so he wanted to be Megaleich his hair, L'shem Shemaim. But that was by Nazir Tame Dafka, that a Nazir Tame, we assume that the guy took a risk, and it didn't pay off, because once he became Tame, it wasn't worth it. But the assumption is that in Nazir Tahar, the guy didn't do anything wrong. What's the issue? So Tosfos has a fascinating concept over here. Unbelievable. Tosfos says, a Nazir Tahar is, the fact that he's not a chote does not mean he didn't do an avera. By being mitzar himself from yayin, it is an avera. But the mitzvah of the extra kedusha and everything positive that comes out of the Nazirus outweighs the avera. Unbelievable concept. That a person becomes a Nazir, yes, he's doing an avera. But the mitzvah that he's doing at the same time as the Avera outweighs the Avera, makes the whole risk worth it. Now you get a little bit of a better appreciation that we say that there are only five people in the history of the world that never sinned, and none of those people were the five greatest people that you would have on your list of the greatest tzaddikim, right? You would have put Yosef HaTzaddik and Moshe Rabbeinu. None of that. It's always the ancillary figures, the secondary figures. Because sometimes when you want to do something great, apparently, obviously this has to be with the proper amount of hadracha, and you have to, but sometimes to achieve something great, there has to be some sacrifice, even some spiritual sacrifice, even a little bit of a that's done in order to achieve the greatness. That's the concept. It's also it's a surprising concept, but it's a fascinating one at the same time. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up on two dots tomorrow.